This is Art Dirt, Ray Dude, coming to you from New York City. Art Dirt, Ray Dude. Now, what was the thing we were talking about with Jose Frer?
Yvonne
so you
there.
And me?
Yeah, Diva.
And?
Oh, you said the Diva's over here?
Oh, guys, they took it down? What's that? Let's see.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, 1975. John Divis, yeah, Lombard was really good. Yeah, I mean.
What I think the show is the Milton
show. Oh, that's too bad. These are like.
What is this?
Saturday, February 25th. Salad Tikka. Some Eastern European, I guess.
Hey, do we know what time it is in there?
Next show,
Vaughn Lambert.
Okay, so where are we going now? Hayes, is that you're here?
Okay.
Oh wait, let me take the Vaughn Lambert photograph of. Yeah, I mean it's kind of like a, it's almost sort of a. I wonder if I could.
Because it's like a publishing desk.
Yeah,
They always have a reflection.
No, I can't get the photograph. It's all just getting a reflection.
See, this is a really
bad. All right, here we go.
What's a condition of illiteracy? You can't write. You can't write.
Just a person?
Spell.
Yeah. Yeah. Jacob Colton.
Yeah.
Kind
of like, Jacob Colton,
huh?
Yeah.
I got Julie Schnabel. I wouldn't brag about that. We can do previews. What is this? Michael Radiker.
Oh, wasn't it? There's some sort of a thing about some sort of urban race culture. You know those things where people like climb across buildings and do
these
wild acrobatics. It's an extension of skateboarding, but it's like a chase. Like you basically do rooftop things, right? These are probably what he's talking about. Like essentially what they do is they say, okay, fine. Here's the route. You got to climb up the outside of this building, you know, using the fire escape or whatever, get to this roof, jump across here, go. Like, where is the path?
That
right?
Never show here, like Robert Barry.
Oh, look at that.
Susan yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it's a different way to deal with the topology of the flow of urban space.
Did she do like the.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mylar.
Yeah. Or maybe she may be showing in Europe.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of
people. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's good.
I mean, it would make
sense. Governor's Island's like big, but you know.
This kind of Yves Klein simulation thing.
Oh, was this broken? The broken piece here?
No, that makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah.
For that particular audience, casting.
It's nice. This whole thing, I don't know.
The 40th anniversary.
He's also.
So, yeah, we did that thing like he was cast himself tied up. Cast in space on the these are essentially odd.
All right.
I don't think he's got something else.
Yeah.
So So, I mean, it's kind of, it's actually okay on that level. But this is like much objectified. These are all flat. You can get like the commercial strip down flat screens. But I have to ask like a whole bunch of questions. I mean, this is nice in terms of this perfect galleries. You know, galleries, economy, and simplicity, which is very kind of interesting. Galleries, so I did that.
Fly posters. Fly posters?
Must be it. So you know who's like the, you know who said that? What's his name? Siegel. Remember Siegel? Yeah. Those like cast figures, plaster figures, and you stick in the chairs and stuff. Welcome. We should be next to Mission.
Black.
Smells like oil in here. Yeah, you can't really argue. You know, like, it's kind of closer. It's like one of the. This is why I'm interested in every voice.
Borders and resistance. Spatial politics.
Anyway, what you were saying is that. It's like.
What's that?
Is that how you go ask for the.
Questions of. B orders and. Nice graphics.
So basically, it's kind of. I mean, ultimately, you can look at a lot of stuff that happened in the 70s. Well, hi, what's your name?
Okay.
Oh yeah, you saw that they were building out these galleries.
Before it was making like mushrooms. Oh, yeah, he had a show at Ronald Feldman, and he had one show where like the whole front gallery was like little mushrooms. Hallucinogenic mushrooms.
You know, discussing beauty.
He makes them like.
So what is this?
I think it's etching a topographical map.
It's like calling it
dossier. But I don't. I
don't remember. Corey's an activist. No, she's not. He's a Joyce picking up for the new man. Pac-Man.
Yeah, that's
LMP.
Oh,
sure.
That's a question.
Before he made
this
3D.
Flat screens. Corey? You like the word hackathon?
It's a
really? Didn't Ricardo make that up?
Sculpture is always in a discourse with architecture. Look, there's the art fund. What do you mean it's
okay.
Too much like I hear?
Did the art will sell?
Because of the flat screen stuff? The erosion machine. That's true. Stainless steel, rubber, film, glass, galvanized steel.
Who's that?
Chris, but then the question really stems, is it right? I mean, you know, the discussion really is then, is it art or is it landscape architecture?
What's this?
And if it's landscape architecture, I mean, then what was the discussion?
What was there are always the moves when it detects, the Geiger counter detects radioactivity. So it's like concern.
Well, I just touched it and moved.
Same reason why you hire an architect.
You touch it and move.
They not only know.
I mean, unless it's kind of like responding to sound or something. This is creepy.
Like
how close
Frank
you are.
Frank Stone and a bunch of like to get away from it.
He's real or is he appropriation? Van de Wey. I don't think so. Unexplained object. Oh yeah, canvas, stainless steel, electronic, cinematic, cylinder, valve. Geiger counter. That's about the biggest piece of bullshit I ever seen, you know?
It's
like someone goes to like the oil fields,
iPod billboards,
and aestheticizes like this horrible disaster of burning. It makes it beautiful so you can stick these animations. Only, I mean, that's like disgusting, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful.
So what? I mean, that's exactly what I'm saying. It's like the aesthetic, the feature. Essentially, these billboards are sort of, that's pretty gross, too. But it's stuck. It's even stuck to me. Stuck window. We're stuck. Oh, those are nice. Ah. This goes to our discussion.
All right.
Who is that?
Tom Ford.
Oh, it looks like, what's his name? Well, no, the question of, like, being in love with manufacturing. Tom Otter, you know, and the whole deal about being untouched by human hand. I mean,
this is right on the street.
Now, she is a found artist. She is a sculptor. Is that that gallery row you were talking about?
No.
You got a feedback mechanism on that to tell you if it's on punk or not? Remember
yeah,
what
I know,
you
know, they got like the 3D printers, you know, that do
yeah.
that, like, at the...
Really?
Yes, one show.
Back and forth.
But, weather patterns.
Oh, look at this. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
You shouldn't refer to it as a boyfriend.
Oh, there all these galleries
Stephanie,
here.
Stephanie, yeah.
So I got some email that she was a bunny.
She's a conferencing out in Jersey City, like a tour from New York, someplace like that. It's all in the box.
Excuse me, Bethany Bristol.
Sculptor, speaking of.
Well, actually, you know, if we're talking about like someone who's dedicated to...
You smell it?
That she's got more of a beat on it than...
Did you smell it?
From,
you know, smell like... Oh, maybe it's just that they clean the hallway.
That's what it was.
Right? Smells like a bathroom.
Do
you smell it? I thought, my God, it smells like a... I thought maybe it was like a smell art piece, you know?
Smells like...
Is that the painting?
Pine saw, is that what it is?
I don't know. I
don't like her work,
really.
So that would like be
more concerned with
if Yoshi Milo, I was saying, but now,
that was a big one.
Actually, some of the stuff I saw, because she went on a trip.
High art culture,
both ways. In
Asia.
In
other words, Play-Doh was
it actually kind of made more sense that she was doing it in a completely exotic, about as banal as you could get, because it just looked like
places.
The environment
okay, was
and she
this.
Wasn't. She didn't know that she the residue from something else.
Yeah, you know that, well, that's kind of like the issue. The
well, that was real smart. That was like the smartest thing I'd seen of his, you know, for a long time.
Well, he's got that riff, but I don't know. I don't necessarily like.
I mean, it's like another.
This is like homoerotic. What is this?
No, this is the
nice
Walmart Dancers.
It was all one. Walmart Dancers.
Yeah,
Cedar
it's
Lake.
Funded by one of the Walmart.
It's not. What?
Hairs.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it called the Walmart Dancers?
No, it's called Cedar Lake, but I call it the Walmart Dancers.
Oh, wait a minute. This I gotta take a look. Oh, Rob, you gotta get in the middle of this.
See, I should start making like stupid little paintings.
You know. I mean, I could turn out like...
This used to be Annie Leibovitz's studio.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Shit, man.
Oh, like, you got to get in the middle of this.
Damn.
No.
I mean, oh, come on.
All I would really need would be like to have like a young Chinese girl pretend she was me and just walk around with like a
Chinese
portfolio
guy.
Book and say, hi, this is my...
You're
you know,
no
like
fun,
Rob. I'm going to make a bazillion dollars.
I'm going to dedicate my life to never having my picture.
Oh, Jesus. You know, that's like so passé. That's so 1960.
Yeah. I'm being nostalgic. I'm reading
that. You gotta look like you're Dutch.
You think these people
do that?
That's even like, oh, yeah, it's the same.
We're gonna butt plug one thing or the other. Oh!
That's a nice building.